Chapter 20. Dr. Van Ruin gave Ada Courtney his arm as she stepped down from the buggy. In 50 years he had not obtained immunity from other people's sorrow. He had learnt only to conceal it. No trace of it in his eyes or his mouth, or his lined and whiskered face. "He's well, Ada. They did a good job on his arm. That is for military surgeons. It'll set straight."
"When did they arrive?" asked Ada.
"About 4 hours ago. They sent all the Ladybird wounded back in 2 wagons. Ada nodded, and he looked at her with the professional shield of indifference, hiding the shock he felt at the change in her appearance. Her skin was as dry and lifeless as the petals of a pressed flower. Her mouth had set determinedly against her grief, and her widow's weeds had doubled her age. "He's waiting for you, inside." They walked up the steps of the church, and the small crowd opened to let them pass. There were subdued greetings for Ada, and the usual funereal platitudes. There were other women there, wearing black, with swollen eyes. Ada and the doctor went into the cool gloom of the church. The pews had been pushed against the wall to make room for the mattresses. Women were moving about between them, and men lay on them. "I'm keeping the bad ones here, where I can watch them," the doctor told her. "There's Gary." Garrick stood up from the bench on which he was sitting. His arm was slung awkwardly across his chest. He limped forward to meet them. His peg tapped loudly on the stone floor.
"Ma, I'm..." He stopped. "Sean and Pa..." "I've come to take you home, Gary."
Ada spoke quickly, flinching at the sound of those two names.
"They can't just let them lie out there. They should... Please, Gary, let's go home," said Ada. "We can talk about it later."
"We're all very proud of Gary," said the doctor.
"Yes," said Ada. "Please, let's go home, Gary."
She could feel it there just below the surface, and she held it in. So much sorrow confined in so small a place. She turned back towards the door. She mustn't let them see it. She mustn't cry here in front of them. She must get back to Thithuna's corral. Willing hands carried Garrick's bags out to the buggy, and Ada took the reins. Neither of them spoke again until they crossed the ridge and looked down at the homestead.
"You're the master of Thithuna's corral now, Gary," said Ada softly. And Garrick stirred uneasily on the seat beside her.
He didn't want it. He didn't want the medal. He wanted Sean.